Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Joseph Critch, C-R-I-T-C-H. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Critch as described in the reports listed above, but he's now a 61-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 11-4-10, but he was unloading a truck when a pallet of totes fell, injuring his left elbow. Period, he was seen at Concentra emergently. Period, had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a broken elbow with nerve damage. Period, reports undergoing three different surgical procedures. Period, he continued to receive pain management via a neurostimulator implant from Dr. Josephson. Period, this is a new model. Period. That section is normal. New paragraph. Per your cover letter, Mr. Critch received an order approving settlement 11/27/18 to be inserted. And that's marked. Period. New paragraph, the only addition, the only additional medical documentation is that of a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Josephson on 3/3/21. Period. He had previously been seen in the practice by Dr. Saxteen, who implanted a permanent spinal cord stimulator on 4/7/16. Period, since then he was a maximum medical improvement and was following up with different medical doctors. Period. He had recently seen Dr. Heist, H-E-I-S-T, for an independent medical exam done on 10/26/20. Period, the primary complaint to Dr. Josephson was that spinal cord stimulator unit that they provided him with and had implanted, which was covering his pain fairly well, is no longer doing so. Pretty is having positional issues with every turn of his cervical spine. Period. He states he has not been reprogrammed in some time and was having supply issues where the belt that does hold the charging unit has also broken. Pretty also has an external TENS unit, which he states is no longer functioning. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Josephson concluded he was suffering from RSD of the upper extremity, secondary to and causally related to the work injury. Period, he recommended follow-up with the rep to undergo programming and evaluation of the battery and to see if there is any impedance issue with any of the leads, which would require additional changes to the leads themselves. He would also obtain x-rays of the cervical spine to evaluate for any shifting or migration of the wires themselves. But he was going to have to follow up once those were completed. Period. Regarding his Medtronic supplies, he would have to go through the vendor themselves. Period. He was referred for cervical spine x-rays, but I'm not in receipt of a report to confirm they were completed. Period. Physical exam. He states the spinal cord stimulator was replaced in September of 2021 and is not as effective as the old one. Period. Extremities upper. He wore TENS pads above and below the left elbow. Period. The normal three, there was moderate tenderness, palpation about the left elbow and medial epicondyle, but there was none on the right. Period, hands, wrists, elbows. He had a positive Phalen's maneuver to the left wrist, which was negative on the right. Period. Resisted left elbow supination, elicited tenderness. Period. This was negative on the right. care of the rest of that section as normal. Spine cervical, rotation right was 60 degrees and left to 50 degrees with tenderness. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without tenderness. Period, he had excessive adipose tissue but no apparent scars. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. There was a transverse right lower paravertebral musculoskeletal scar with a hard rectangular subcutaneous device consistent with his spinal cord stimulator battery. Period. Neither seated nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers were performed, nor were any gait maneuvers. Period. Impressions. Joseph Critch was injured at work, as noted in my prior reports. Period. We may insert some of the conclusions from the 1-6-18 evaluation that will be marked. Grady received an order approving settlement on 11-27-18 and has now applied for a second reopener. Period. Since that time, he was evaluated by Dr. Josephson for a need for treatment pain management evaluation. Period. He made recommendations relative to the electronic devices that have been used to control Mr. Critch's pain. Pretty states he did have the stimulator replaced, but it is not as effective as the old one. Pretty seems to belie his assertions to Dr. Josephson that the old device was not working very well at all. Period. His current physical examination is not meaningfully changed compared to the one done previously by me. Period. I will offer an assessment of permanency that will be the same as marked in my latest report. And that'll be the end.